This is TWiT.
I think line four, Corey in San Pedro, California is next. Hi, Corey.
Hi, Leo. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Hey, you know, what's interesting is you talk, my wife called you a couple weeks ago, Laura, San Pedro, asking about, she was asking about the, you know, the whole navigation system and using real-time traffic and all that.
Yeah, she had in her car, she had one thing, but she wanted to. She wasn't getting traffic updates from, I guess it was a subscription feature, right? So I told her to use Waze. Did she use Waze?
Yes. Well, that's what I'm calling about.
Oh, okay.
So the question now is being able to get Waze onto CarPlay, onto the screen CarPlay. Because she did it on her phone.
Yeah. Do you have Android, right, or no?
Apple.
Laura has an Apple. Okay.
Yes.
So they just announced, of all things, tell me the car again. What was the car?
It's a Hyundai Sonata.
Okay. You have Android Auto and CarPlay. So Google just announced with Android Auto that Waze was now out of beta and available on Android Auto, but I don't know what the status is on CarPlay, on the Apple solution. Because that would be ideal, wouldn't it? Is instead of having Apple Maps or on the screen in your on your CarPlay screen, you'd have the Waze icon, and you can now do it. It was right after Laura called that they announced that. I thought, oh, they were listening, but unfortunately, it was I guess for Android only. But let me check real quickly if they've got the Waze in beta yet for CarPlay, because that's what I think they do. And if they do, then it would be a question. Yeah. Okay. So it's tricky, but there is a way to do it.
Okay.
I'm looking at CarPlayLife.com. Enter the settings app. Lots of buttons, lots of switches, lots of pushes. And then connect your phone to the CarPlay. Open the Waze app on your phone. Oh, it doesn't display on the CarPlay. However, let's see. You can now navigate. Waze runs in the background. At least it'll go through the sound, but you won't see the picture. See, I think that this is coming soon. Well, wait a minute. Oh, crumbum. I'm just looking at it. It says Waze has launched for Android Auto. Google has no plans to put it on CarPlay. Darn you, Google. That's anti-competitive. That's because it's Apple. That's a little game Google and Apple play with each other. And guess who gets hurt by that? Not Google or Apple. Us. Darn it.
Right.
So this is a recent article that says there's no intention, Google has no intention, as of July 26th, of plans to bring its app to CarPlay. That's probably because Apple doesn't seem to have any plans to allow third-party maps to be blessed up as the default navigation apps. So, Apple then. It's not on Google. I bet you Apple's just saying, no, you know, what's wrong with Apple Maps? Don't you like Apple Maps?
Well, I don't think she's tried Apple Maps.
Apple Maps Google is what Maps. Shows up on the CarPlay.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and she, the problem is Apple Maps has some traffic information, but not as much as Google Maps and not nearly as much as Waze. And that's what you really want. So, Laura, you can use Waze audio in your Bluetooth. I think you know that already. But, she wants to see it on the screen. I don't blame her. That'd be so much nicer.
I want to see the cops.
Yeah.
She wants to see the cops? I heard her say that. I heard that.
Oh my goodness!
She's worried about the speed traps, huh? That's a very controversial feature on Waze that some police associations. There was one I think in Pennsylvania that said this endangers officers because now people can find an officer when they're hiding. But I don't think it endangers officers. I think it's but in some states radar detectors are illegal. I wouldn't be surprised if at some point they say you can't reveal our secret hiding places.
Yeah. But until then.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I wish there was some way to do it. My daughter, you use Waze, right, Abby? No, she uses Google Maps or Apple Maps. She actually turns out her car accidentally just fits the phone perfectly on the screen. But you could just mount your phone, get one of those suction cup devices and mount your phone, and then it would be right next to the CarPlay speaker, right? There is, yeah. Okay, so Tony in the chat room. Tony in the chat room says he's got a hack to bring Waze app to Apple CarPlay. Hey, anybody who's worried about the cops won't mind hacking her iPhone. So she's already a criminal. No, I'm teasing. I'm just teasing. Let's see here. There's a video on YouTube. Oh, let's see. Siri. I guess somebody's written an application that will do this. So if you search Google for Waze Apple CarPlay, he's got a video that shows his Waze running in his CarPlay display in a Jeep Wrangler. So I don't know how tricky this hack is. It sounds like you're going to download an app of some kind, obviously bypassing Apple's. Apple doesn't want you to do it. Let me see if you have to jailbreak. Oh, if you had to jailbreak, I wouldn't recommend it.
Jailbreak, right?
Yeah, I don't think you have to jailbreak. Nick Franco's. Oh, yeah, you have to jailbreak. Wait, a lot of the ways up. No, don't jailbreak. That's a bad idea. You don't want to jailbreak.
Yeah, because we actually tried to jailbreak.
Download that.
That was a nightmare.
Oh, so you've seen this already. Yeah, don't do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's too bad. I think, unfortunately, you are caught in the, when dinosaurs battle. It behooves the little cavemen to get out of the way.
Right.
Now, of course, that's historically completely inappropriate because the cavemen and the dinosaurs did not coexist at any time in history. But you get the idea. When Godzilla and Mothra are fighting it out, the denizens of Tokyo should get off the streets. Because the only thing that happens is you squish a lot of people. And that's what's happening with Google and Apple. And Gabo, you don't want to use Google on our CarPlay. So now, by the way, your phone probably, in fact, I know it will do Android Auto. Almost every car that does CarPlay that I know of does Android Auto. So one way to respond to this would be to get an Android device. You don't have to get a phone. Get a cheap Android device with the internet access. And just keep it in the car.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh. Now we're talking.
Like what would you reckon? Like what?
Here's what I would do. Google Fi is a pretty cheap data only. They offer data only connections. $10 a gigabyte. They run on T-Mobile and Sprint and U.S. Cellular, so their connectivity is good all over the country. And it's inexpensive, and you can buy. I would buy an old Google phone, like a Nexus 6 or a 6P, and get a Fi chip in it, and then it would connect to your car via Android Auto, and just leave it in the car, plugged into the cigarette lighter, so it's got power, and now you've got Waze on your car dashboard. How about that? Now we're cooking with gas.
Nice.
Hey, it's nice to talk to you both. Thank you, Corey. Thank you, Laura. Was Laura too shy to call? Is that what? Leo Laporte, the tech guy. More of your calls right after this.